viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, viene gol, a gol, a gol, a gol, a gol!
Lomu! The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross di testa di gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
He works to take it! He's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
I'm here for that intro. That's what I'm here for.
Well, Big Hungry, we've had a constant texter the whole time we've been doing this segment.
Did we not do
sports.
Cornhole?
I don't think we ever did cornhole.
I think I know a lot about it because I've looked it up a million times and I've been to a couple of weddings now, and it's like the ultimate wedding game, essentially.
Cornhole, also known regionally as bags, sack toss, or bean bag, is a lawn game in which players take turns throwing bags of plastic resin.
Sack toss?
Or bean bags.
Okay.
Yep. At raised platforms.
They're like giant hackies. They're like square hackies, really.
The board has a hole in the far end.
Both boards have a hole.
A bag in the hole scores 3 points, while one on the board scores 1 point. Play continues until a team or player reaches or exceeds the score of 21 by means of cancellation scoring. We're going to give this caller a quick little buzz on the phone and find out where their love for cornhole comes from. Should we take it to it? Is it ringing? Here we go.
Well, the phone worked.
It's the cornhole guy.
What's up, cornhole,
cornhole guy? How are you?
Give him some gas, John.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, look, mate, can you explain your love of cornhole, please?
Oh, I don't know where to start, really. I mean, ever since I discovered the game, this thing's amazing, and I just think I've been involved in it.
Have you been going to a lot of weddings? Is this where the love of cornhole came from?
I've never actually been to a wedding. I can't remember where it came from, but
did you know that it's popular at weddings?
I didn't. Oh no, I didn't actually until you guys started talking about it.
It's ripping at weddings, man. So what's this recent cup that you've been talking about? You're in some kind of cornhole league that people need to know about?
Oh yeah, it's pretty huge. So we've had about three this year.
Three cornhole gatherings. Okay, what do you call those?
Oh, the cornhole cup. Okay. So it's sort of like a best of four, which doesn't really. And I've won one of them. Dan's come.
Oh, you've won one.
Is it beer in hand
playing cornhole?
Beer in hand.
Wait,
it's like
so
a whole day thing.
Is it kind of like urban petanque? Do you know about that? It's where you play petanque around someone's house.
No, I don't.
It's quite fun.
That.
It's quite fun, especially when you get concrete areas and stuff like that.
Oh, might have to be one of those rain day ones.
It gets interesting. Well, it's outside.
Is there some sort of dress attire for cornhole?
You and your four mates playing
chinos?
Cornhole? Do you care about what you wear? Or?
Shorts and a t-shirt, but
shorts
and a
t-shirt.
A bit cold. Yeah. Some people wear collared shirts. I'm more of a t-shirt guy myself.
Have you ever considered sneaking onto a golf course and going to a green that has like multiple holes in the green? You know how they do. And playing cornhole? Cornhole on one of them might be quite nice.
That'd be awesome. I'm always looking for another
tap
to play on.
Groundhole.
Just tell us a bit more about. So you have just played the third round of this year's Cornhole Cup. Is there an overall leader?
One person's won each time, so I've won once, and then who won next? Oh, Connor won the next time, and then Jesse won the next time. And the next two winners were underdogs, so I'm pretty hot because
Where do you normally hold these gatherings? These cornhole gatherings?
All around, really. I mean, it could be in a park, it could be at someone's house.
That's a good thing about cornhole, eh? And if you don't want to play cornhole, there's always a sweet jump there for someone on a BMX.
Oh, exactly. Fun for everyone.
Okay, mate, well, look, I feel like we've scratched the shit out of this itch. Thanks so much for texting in about cornhole so much. We got us interested. So.
Hey, if I'm a budding cornhole enthusiast and I just want one piece of advice, where do I start with cornhole? Who do I reach out to set myself up with everything I need for cornhole?
Oh, it's a tough one. I mean, you could try me. I know quite a bit about it.
Okay.
Done that.
I've got your phone number.
Other than that, I'm not on ESPN, so you know that's a good way to get onto it.
What?
It's on ESPN. Yeah, I put a real mean cornhole shot. It was the one where somebody had to whack another sack into the hole off the sack that they were throwing, and it was quite. It made me feel good about cornhole, I've got to say.
Oh yeah.
I put that on our Facebook page. If people want to go to our Facebook page and scroll down, you're more than welcome to. Hey, thanks, mate. Thank you, and thank cornhole you. Actually.
Cheers, guys.
Another great edition of So Many Sports. Cheers, brother. Persigue Manuel al centro, sabe. Sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de André. Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So Many Sports.